Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. And welcome to episode 67 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And we haven't had a grammar episode for a while, so I wanted to talk about irregular verbs today. And I know that's not the most exciting subject, but I also wanted to let you know that I have a resource I put together for one of my other learners a while ago, and I thought that this may be useful to other people as well. So it's a list of 100 irregular verbs, and it shows how they change in their different forms, in the past tense forms. So if you want to have that, you can go to the show notes page, which is www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode67, and you'll be able to request the It's a spreadsheet, so you can read it as a spreadsheet on your computer, or you can print it out and have it as a resource for you when you're writing English. So you can request it on the show notes page, which is www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode67. And from there, you'll also be able to see the blog post that I've written about this topic as well, if you want to read along. Or it's not a word for word transcript, because I wrote the post first and I'm not just going to read it, but if you want to look at that information, you can do that too. So irregular verbs. It's not the most exciting job to just learn a load of irregular verbs, but they are important because some of the most common verbs are irregular ones. So if you can memorize the ones that you use regularly, it will help you. It will also help you not to make mistakes, because you can easily tell mistakes if somebody's... The general rule is to add ed to verbs to make them into the past tense. And there are a number of verbs that don't take ed and that do change in different ways. And really, you just have to learn how they work. But there are some ways of making it a bit easier, which is what I'm going to talk about today. So the basics are you just add ed. I walked, I have walked. I walk, I walked, I have walked. I look, I looked, I have looked. So that's easy. But even with those, you have to watch out sometimes, because they don't always take an ed. For example, if your verb already ends in an e, usually you just add a d. So if you've got the verb to share, then I shared, it has got ed on it, but the e is already there. So because if you added another e, it would say share read, and that would be strange. So you don't do that. If the e is already there, usually you just add a d. Share, shared. Revise, if you're preparing for an exam, you revise. You revised, you just add a d. And also verbs that end in a y become ied in most cases. So cry, I cried, but it's not yed, it's ied. So if you carried some books, carried, even though the verb carry has a Y at the end. So even regular verbs, just watch out for things like this, because there are some slight changes to the way that you make some of the regular verbs into their past tense forms. So irregular verbs, it does look as if there are no patterns to them, and sometimes it helps if you try to group ones that are similar if you're learning them. Usually it's most important to learn the ones that you're using, because if you need it in a sentence, you're more likely to remember it. But I just wanted to point out some patterns that exist in case you wanted to group them and learn some groups together. So there is a group of verbs that don't actually change. They don't have a past participle that's different from the actual verb. So to cut the grass. I cut the grass every week. I cut the grass yesterday. I have already cut the grass this week. They don't change at all. And there are a number of verbs, not many, but there are some that behave like this, like set. If you set up a meeting room, for example, it's not setted, it's just set. You set it up yesterday. If you shut the door, you have shut the door. That doesn't change as well. So verbs like set and shut and put doesn't have a past tense either. Spread, hit, cost split, and that's the one that I often see mistakes with cost. It didn't, you can't say it costed, it cost. If you're talking about the present tense, it costs because you add the s, but something, you, if you're talking about how much you pay for something, you just say it cost. It's not costed or anything like that. It doesn't change at all. So yeah, there are some words like that that don't change at all. And sometimes that they're irregular, but the simple past and the past participle are the same. So leave, for example, leave, left, left. She has left the office already. She left the office 5 minutes ago. Often the simple past and the past participle are the same anyway, but they're not. These don't follow the general rule of adding ed. So if you learn one, you know the other one. So left and left, left and has left are the same. And there are some others that do this too. There are quite a lot of them that do this, but some examples are, so from bring, we get brought, and it doesn't matter if you say, I brought you some flowers, or I have brought you some flowers, it doesn't change. Build, you just change it to a T, so built, but it doesn't matter if it's in the simple past or the past perfect, built, I have built. Feed becomes fed, and then fed, that doesn't change either. And make is a really common one. Make becomes made, but it could be I made a cake yesterday, or I have made good progress with this project. Either one is going to be made. So there is a group of these, and you don't have to learn two different words. As long as you know one, you know the other, because it doesn't change. So that's quite useful to know that with some, you just have to learn one extra word and not two. And there is a couple of verbs that have this language pattern. So they're verbs which have an I as their main sound, and in the simple past it becomes A, and the past participle is a U. So for example, drink, I drank, I have drunk. I begin, began, begun. Sing, sang, sung. Ring, rang, rung. There are not too many of these, but there are a number of these that follow this pattern where the I becomes an A, then a U. And some of them, instead of adding a D, they add an N. So forgive, forgave, forgiven. It's got an N. It's not forgived or anything like that. It's forgiven. Ride, rode, ridden. Overtake, overtook, overtaken. So you see, instead of anything to do with a D, it's an N at the end. And there are a group of verbs that do that too. And some of them, if you know how the end part of the verb behaves, you'll know more words that are connected. So for example, if you know that hear becomes heard and heard, overhear will behave in the same way. So overhear, overheard, overheard. And if you know about understand, understood, it becomes misunderstand, misunderstood. So the verb will behave the same way, even if it's got some additional letters at the beginning. Some of these you can learn because you know part of the verb and how it behaves, and then you'll be able to know longer words and how they behave. Give, gave, given. Forgive, forgave, forgiven. So everyone has different ways of how they want to learn the verbs. Some people do actually try to learn them because they think it's investing time now, it'll save them time later. Some people just want to have a resource that they can look at to check if they're not sure about a past participle or how a verb changes in the past tense. So either way, if you want to have the list of 100 verbs, and there are of course more, but I think if you learn 100 of the most common ones, it's a good place to start, because some of the irregular verbs are things that we never say, we never write. And I always say there's not much point learning something if you're never going to use it, which is why I stopped at 100. So on my list there are only 100, but if you want that list, then as I say, go to the show notes page, www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode67, and you can request the list there. And also, if you want to support the show, there's also the link to the Patreon page if you want to do that. And there are options for $1, $3 or $5 per month if you would like to support the work here and the show. And there are additional resources as a thank you for people that do that. So I hope that was useful. I know that some people think grammar is not a very exciting topic, but I always say that it's important because if you understand how the rules work, those rules will help you to build better sentences and to sound more authentic, to use the correct words. And so if you do invest a bit of time in understanding how verbs change, how the grammar works, then it will save you time in the long run, and it will also mean that you'll be able to produce higher quality sentences. So I hope that was helpful. Have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.